All right. How's everybody doing this morning? Are you happy you're alive? You know, we could be opposite of that. We could be dead. I'd rather be alive than dead. Even though there might be issues and stuff going on in life, we're alive. Thank God for that. We've been talking about that we want more in 21-4. It's been exciting. I've had a number of people that have come to my house last Sunday after the service. Someone came and said, "Hey, I just want more of God. Would you pray for me? What can I do? I want more." The thing and thoughts of wanting more of God, wanting to do more, be more, receive more, have more, be more on display for God has been something that's moving inside of the hearts of people, and I'm so excited about that. Our mission here is to make devoted followers of Jesus, people who want to follow Jesus, who love Him so much. They're in community, they're connected together, and they're empowered by the Holy Spirit, and that's what we've been talking about this last number of weeks, about this empowerment of the Holy Spirit, about the Holy Spirit in us. We've talked about how Adam lost the fullness of the Spirit for all that happened in the fall in the garden, but Christ, by His work on the cross, restored access and fullness of the Spirit in our life, if we appropriate that. We've been talking about this Holy Spirit. We found out that He's our helper. We found out that He also, that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. This is His house. And God wants a clean house. He lives in you, but He wants our house clean. He wants it to be vibrant, alive. He wants to rearrange some furniture, take some old stuff out, put some new stuff in. And He said that we're the host of the ghost. And He doesn't want us to accumulate all the junk. He wants us to get rid of some stuff in our life because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. One observation I didn't say at the very end as we talk about this Holy Spirit in here was this. When you live with someone else, you start picking up their habits. When you start living with somebody else, you start picking up their habits. You allow the Holy Spirit to live and dwell inside and move in you. You will start picking up His habits. You'll start being like He would be. I want to be like Jesus. And He's given us His Spirit so that we can be like Him because He's in us. And as we're living together in this old shack called Phil Vance, I want to pick up the habits of God in my life so I might be like Him. This week I've entitled the message, Engage the Holy Spirit. Engage the Holy Spirit. Our verse is in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. If you wouldn't mind, if you can, please stand as we honor God in His Word. Honor God. Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Thank you. You may be seated. This Holy Spirit, this guarantee. He says, in Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. We heard the story of the gospel. We heard what salvation was. We know that we need to ask Christ into our life and that He wants to forgive us of our sins. We know that He died on the cross to make way for us, to open up heaven's door for us. And it says, in Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. We heard that story. We heard it. And we asked Christ to come in. Shana, I think last... how did you say her name? Shana. Last week was talking about how she allowed the Lord into her life. And she believes. And then it goes on to say, in whom also having believed, since you believed, since I moved out for you and the Holy Spirit's moving and he's drawing us to Him, and all of a sudden we pick up, we believe, we accept Christ into our life. And He says, since you have done that, in whom also having believed, you've accepted Christ, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Remember, Jesus said, hey, I'm going to send the promise of the Father to you. And that promise was going to be the Holy Spirit. And He said, since you've believed, your action, you believed, my action back to you then is, I'm going to seal you with this Holy Spirit. I'm going to put a seal on your life. I'm going to put a seal on your heart. I'm going to do something inside of your life with this Holy Spirit. After salvation, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit comes into us after we accept Christ. Now, I think it's a little bit different than the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but he's asking, how much do you want? But we do know this, that when we ask Christ into our life, the Holy Spirit comes in. He comes in. He connects with us. When we ask Jesus into our heart, who comes in? An interesting thought, you know, somebody was talking with me about this, and I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of thoughts about this, but an interesting thing, when the Holy Spirit comes in, he dwells in you forever. When Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in heaven, and the Holy Spirit is here. So when we ask Jesus to come into our heart, technically, who comes in? Jesus or the Holy Spirit? Yes. It's a very interesting thing, isn't it? Who comes in? Does Jesus live in your heart? Does the Holy Spirit live in your heart? Okay. Does Jesus live here? Jesus is in my heart. Well, technically, he's in heaven and his Spirit is here with us. But yes, because he's everywhere. God is a Spirit and Jesus is a Spirit, and the three persons in one. They're all the Trinity, so he's in there too. But actually, no, God is a Spirit and he connects with us in the Spirit by the Holy Spirit. But yes, because Christ is in you and he's the hope of glory. But no, because Jesus is saving the sea for you in heaven and he's preparing a place for you. But yes, because Jesus Christ is to be formed in us. What is it? Yeah! The answer is yes. Is he in there? Yes. Is the Holy Spirit in there? Yes. Is he the one in there? Yes. I don't know exactly what I'm saying. I just want you to know that I don't know. Now, here's what I think. I think that they're one and the same, aren't they? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three aspects of the triune God. When he went to prepare a place for us, he said he's going to send to us the Spirit. What we have that Spirit aspect of God, because God is a Spirit. And they that worship God must worship in Spirit and in truth. What we receive this Spirit. Is it the Holy Spirit? Yes. Is it the Spirit of Christ? Yes, because it's complicated. But it's not complicated. It's very simple. I'm sure in heaven God's going, it's very simple. I mean, if you just understand. So is calculus if you just understand. So is quantum mechanics if you just understand. No, nobody understands quantum mechanics. Okay. What I'm saying, I don't think that's the issue. When a person says, does Jesus live in your heart? Yeah, because the Spirit of Christ is in here. How is he in there? By the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit of Christ is in there. Is Jesus in you? Yes. Is the Holy Spirit in you? Yes. Is God in here? Yes. So anyway, I just wanted you to know that. Behold, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. That's what's so cool about God. It's a mystery. He's so amazing. He's so huge. He's so awesome. It's so simple and so complex all at the same time. Oh, I ask Christ to come into my life. He pays the penalty for my sins, and therefore I ask him into my life, and all my sins are forgiven. I get to go to heaven. Well, that's really simple, but how does that really work? I mean, how does that all happen? It's so simple, so complex, so amazing, so powerful, so wonderful, so simple, so awesome, all in one. God is an anomaly, isn't he? He should be an anomaly. He's God. I mean, if he was just simple, everything was just great, we'd go, okay, I got him figured out. But he's a God. You're going, trying to figure him out, it's going to take us a lifetime to figure out who he is. He's so amazing. He's so wonderful. He's so awesome. And I'm saying, I don't think we should get hung up on what I just explained to you. I told you it's confusing. Very good. Okay, good. I got one confused over there. Good. I'm working. No, when we say Jesus came into my heart, yeah, he did. Jesus came in. He came in and we need him. God came in. The Holy Spirit came in. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. He says that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Svrad idzo. It means to stamp, to make a private mark for security or for preservation. You see, God has marked you. When we ask Christ to come into our life, when we ask him to come in, the Holy Spirit came and he put a mark right on you. He put a seal right on your heart. He stamped you. He stamped you with his very presence. The Holy Spirit who seals is a deposit, a guarantee of our inheritance. He's a guarantee of our inheritance. We're sealed. sealed, this impressment, this document that when it has a seal on it, when it has a mark put on it, it says it comes from someone very, very important, that the documents are very, very important. What's inside here must be important because it's marked with a seal. You are very, 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 very important to God. He has marked you with the seal and the sign of the Holy Spirit. You're special. He wants to preserve you. He wants to grow you. He wants to change you. He wants to show you that you're His. You have His seal. His seal. The Spirit, like a seal, impresses on our soul at regeneration the image of our Father. He stamps upon us the image of God Himself upon us. And all of a sudden, we start living, doing, being different because Christ is inside of us. Because He's on the inside, we move, we be different. We are different. From the moment Christ comes in, He'll change your life and your lifestyle. What you used to say and what you used to do don't happen much anymore. It starts falling away. The four-letter words you used to use, they start dissipating. And there's five-letter words. And they're not because you just put S's on the four. They're just grace is a five-letter word. G-R-A-C-E. Yes. He changes us. He seals us with His Holy Spirit. When we made this exchange and said, Lord, I want You in my life, we'd have to realize the power of God Himself came in and He stamped something inside of us so awesome, so precious, and so wonderful. The seal of His authority, the seal of the King. It's interesting in Revelation, before God does anything at the end time, before He does anything and all of His judgment that comes out, He does this. Revelation 7, 2 and 3. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, the seal of the living God, that Holy Spirit. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of God on their forehead. He seals them with something. Then judgment comes and they're able to do anything, but he says, but do not harm. Don't touch. Those that have the seal, that have the mark. God wants to mark you, that you're His. He wants to seal you, and what He seals us with is that precious, Holy Spirit. Continuing on in this verse here, in verse 14, we're talking about this Holy Spirit of promise. Who? Notice that it says who. Who is the guarantee? Who? Not what. Or is. It uses it as a person. This Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. It's not a what. It's not an it. It's a who. We're sealed with somebody. We're not sealed with a thing, with an item. We're sealed with a person. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. A personal thing that happens inside of us. We're sealed with God Himself inside. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance? Our inheritance, what does that mean? Of what's to come. We have so much more to come. And He's given us a mark, a guarantee of much more to come until the redemption of the purchased possession. This, what Christ paid for, He paid for you, He bought you, but there's going to be a redemption of everything. The, you know, my spirit is saved, but my soul is being saved. My body someday will be saved. There's this aspect of salvation that continues to move on. And God is saying, listen, I came into your life. I want you to know I'm going to give you a guarantee, the Holy Spirit, that I'm going to finish the work that I've started in you, that I'm going to open up heaven's door to you, that I'm going to show you that which belongs. I'm going to enter, you're going to enter into eternity forever and ever and ever with me. I want you to know that it's true. So I'm going to seal you with my Holy Spirit, my guarantee. The word guarantee in the King James is the word earnest. Earnest. That earnest is the first installment paid as a pledge that the rest will follow. I'm going to give you this Holy Spirit. I'm going to live inside of you as a guarantee of what's to come. As a guarantee of what's to come. It's so amazing. I'm going to give you a little bit. I'll tell you what, if you've allowed the Holy Spirit to move in your life,
If you've seen his power when you prayed for someone, if you allowed him to move upon you and change your life and rearrange your furniture, if you realize how amazing he can be inside of your life and realize that's just a down payment, that's just an earnest, that's just a little bit, and God's saying, I have so, so much more for you. The Holy Spirit who seals is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. The down payment that there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. Oh God, we want some more here. I think sometimes people go, well, okay, I got some and I guess there's going to be more later. How awesome. But I think also there's this aspect of, would you like me to give you another down payment? Would you like another? Would you like another one? Can I give you another one and another one? And another one? I think that we get the down payment, but he's saying, but there's so much more. Sure, for what's going to be redeemed later, we're going to live forever with Christ, and he's going to open up heaven, we're going to be saved, and all of that stuff. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But I think he gives us an earnest now, but he says, hey, would you like some more? Would you like some more? You know where that came from? But we're kind of going, no, I got it. I've seen so many people, well, no, I got it. I got what I need. I've asked Christ in my life, okay, I got that, now I got to live my life, and sure, heaven someday is going to be great. What about between now and heaven? What about the walk between now and heaven? Would you like to have a little more? I mean, if your dad, you come up to him and he said, hey, we're going to go to the thing, can I get some money? And he gives you a $20 bill. Would you say, that's all I ever want for the rest of my life? Next week, can I have 40? Next week, how about 100? Next week, I'm saying, do we approach God with the aspect of, Lord, I want more. I want more. I want more. He's given us an earnest. But I think that there's even more to come if we'll ask him. I'm going to talk about that aspect in a couple of weeks. So hang in there. But my observation is this. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of more to come. There's more to come. There's more to come. I want more. I look for more when I die. But oh God, between now and then, I want to see more. I want to see more, Lord. That word earnest, that guarantee, the Holy Spirit, we're calling him the earnest, is arabon in the Greek, arabon. And it means that aspect we talked about, earnest money. But it also in modern Greek, arabana, is the word today for engagement ring. This Holy Spirit, which is our guarantee, is our engagement ring. Whoa. He's the promise. Remember the promise of the Father? That promise ring, that engagement, that promise. The promise. The Holy Spirit is our earnest, our guarantee, our engagement ring. Saying that, hey, a wedding's coming. We're engaged, but a wedding is coming. The marriage feast of the Lamb is coming. Something awesome is coming. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's coming. But I want you to know, you're mine. You're mine. I think about an engagement ring. I know there's a couple of these out there. Sharia, where are you at? Are you engaged? Where is she? She's so small. Oh, is she in children's church? Somebody go get her. She's in the family center. Who else is? Andrea, are you here? Come over here. She's all right. All right. She's okay. Come on up here. Andrea's here too. Anybody else here engaged? Anybody here want to tell us you're going to get engaged? It's a great time. This would be, what a great opportunity. You'd be led by the Holy Spirit. If you're next to a guy that you would like to, hey, you're thinking, just give him a little nudge right now. Say, hey, the pastor said, let's do this. Or if you have somebody, just feel free to get up right now, move around and do whatever. I'm going to look this way. Go ahead. Red light, green light. I mean. Now, what happens when you get engaged, you get a ring, right? And look at that. Isn't that a pretty ring? Look at all the sparkles on it. It sparkles. Can you see all the sparkles in there? Wow. Wow. That's good job. What? Oh, yes. Yes.
It's a great grandmother's diamond.
Wow, it's a great grandmother's diamond. You lucky guy. It's great. Everybody needs a great grandmother so they can go, hey, I wanted to give you a big ring, but, oh, I have a great grandmother. Yeah, you get it. When we start out, we get something. Usually it's like, was that a diamond? Are you sure that's a diamond? I think it's a snowflake that fell on it. You know, I mean, when we started, that's on our 30th anniversary, that's what my wife said. I want a bigger diamond. And I said, I want to get you a bigger diamond. That's what I said. I think that's what was happening. I said it first. I forget now. I remember now. I said, hey, you're a fine woman. Would you like a bigger diamond? And she said, oh, no, you don't have to, but yes. And so she has a bigger diamond, and that's nice. You know, and we have a bigger debt, but no, it's paid off. We did it. It was our 30th anniversary, and it was a delight to do. It was awesome. How cool was that? But you know the amazing thing about a diamond like this is, do you know how a woman handles herself when she has an engagement ring on? How is it like, hi. Hi there. You're worshiping Jesus. He's like, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, you're so wonderful. I mean, the way, you know, you just kind of handle it. Do you ever look at that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sit there all day long. And oh, God, look at it sparkle. It sparkles. It's wonderful. When we have an engagement ring, do you go like this? I don't want anybody to know. Do you ever cover it like this and go, oh, I don't want them to know that I'm engaged.
No.
Here's a guy over here. I don't want him to know that I'm engaged.
No.
You most want every guy to know you're engaged, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Hands off. Get away from me. Mm-hmm. And by the way, look at that. You couldn't do that. Nobody covers it up. Nobody hides the fact that they're engaged, right? What do they do? Guess what? What is that? I'm in love, and I don't care who knows. I mean, it would be, I'm engaged, and I don't care who knows. I mean, it's just, as a matter of fact, I want everybody to know, and thank God for Facebook, right? Because now the President of the United States knows everything. I mean, it's everywhere. On Facebook. Guess what? Shots of it. Kink, 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 kink. As a matter of fact, we got a picture. I want to know who all the engaged girls was, and then they have pictures of your ring on Facebook. Right there. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, guess what I got? You know, I mean, and what I'm saying is that we're not hiding this. She's not hiding the fact that she's going to marry, where is he? Back here, Daniel back there. She's not hiding that fact. She's excited about it, and she wears it with pride. And she wants everybody to know. Do you understand that that's what the Holy Spirit is doing? He's your engagement ring. Are you flashing him around? Are you saying, guess what I got? Look at that. Woo-hoo! I mean, not braggingly, but you know, then some people go, oh, let me see your ring. Have you ever been at a store and they go, oh, let me see your ring. Oh, well, that's really pretty. I mean, you kind of go, well, yeah, my grandmother, via my husband, gave that to me. But we're proud of it. We're excited about it, right? We show it off. And the bigger, the better, right? I'm saying, is that how you are with the Holy Spirit in your life? Is that how you are with the Christ that lives inside of you? Are you showing him off? Are you telling everybody about who you're marrying? Do you know there's going to be a wedding feast of the Lamb? We're going to have this big wedding feast where we're in Revelation. I'll read it here in a moment. Where we're going to have this wedding feast of the Lamb where the Lamb, the bride, us who's the church, but also us individually. And then there's this groom, Jesus Christ. And you see, right now we're engaged. We haven't seen this full thing happen, but the guarantee that something great's going to happen is this ring right here. And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Something great is taking place. But you know what's happening right now? You are, hey, Daniel, come on up here for a second. Hurry, get up the front there, Daniel. You go right over here. Daniel, get down to the front. Hurry, run up there, 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 run up there. Say hi. Oh, okay. Hi, love you. Love you. Love you too. Okay, now here's what's going to happen. What's going to happen? There's going to be a day. Now, let me tell you where we are right now, church. He's given us the guarantee, the promise, the engagement ring. We have this ring on right here. And here where we are right now, we're in this walk to our husband, to the groom, to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in this walk, this process right now, right? Let me tell you something that happens. All of a sudden, there's going to be somebody sitting over here somewhere, and it's going to be your mom. No, who's it? Yeah, it's your mom. Sylvia is going to be sitting like this. She's going to go, oh my gosh, oh, this is so wonderful. And all of a sudden, she's going to look at me, and then she's going to stand up like this. And then what are we all going to do?
Stand up.
And then where are you going to look? All right, you can be seated. We're all going to stand up following Sylvia's example, and we're all going to go, oh, and what are we going to look at? And what she's... Oh, I like that dress. Oh, look at that. Look how long the train is. Oh, wow, it's an hour and a half long. I mean, it's just... Oh, God, I like the shoes. Look at the pumps. We're going to all do all of that. We're going to gawk. We're all going to talk. Here's what happens. You see, God gave us the guarantee of the Holy Spirit right here. That's where we are right now. We're getting ready. We're walking toward Him. We're taking steps each and every day. We're in this beautiful gown. And guess what the world's doing? Not too fast, not too fast. And guess what the world's doing? The rest of you, they're looking at... You're looking at the groom? You see, the rest of the people around you that don't know Jesus Christ, you know what they're looking at? They're looking at... The bride. They're looking at you. Why? Because you have the promise of the Holy Spirit of greater things to come right here. You got your engagement ring. You're flashing it around with everybody you see. Hi, how are you doing the story? You're going, hey, look, by the way, hey, did you know who gave me this ring? It's great. You can get one too. As a matter of fact, would you like one? It's great. You can pick out any size diamond you want. It's awesome. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing, church, as people. You see, the world's looking at the bride. Seeing her ring, seeing her dress, seeing all those lovely things. And guess what? But guess where she's looking? And all you going, oh gosh, how do I look? Everybody going, no. Who's she looking at? The groom. You're all looking at her. And she has her eyes on the groom. And now she's walking, making this step. This is our life right here, folks. After Christ, taking more and getting closer and closer. You can come. Come on. Dun, 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 dun. You just need to know the song. Okay, stop. Don't get ahead of me. He's making more and more steps. More and more steps. And what's he doing up here? Going, oh, man, she looks good. Oh, it's awesome. He's raising and he's worshiping Jesus. The analogy of that is the Holy Spirit. He's looking at your heart, wanting, are you ready for her? Okay, we might have to do that. He's growing closer and closer, and the heart of the Father is going, ah, I gave you a promise. I told you I wouldn't leave you. I told you to be here. I told you life is going to get better. It's going to be absolutely wonderful and awesome and great and fantastic and, oh, wow. And you keep taking a step each and every day, and the world is looking at you. The world's looking at you going, wow, 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 look at her. She looks so great. She looks so beautiful. Look how she's dressed up. I want to be like that. I want that. I want that in my life. I want one of those rings. And the idea is we get to share with everybody else, how you get one. Ask Jesus into your life, and you know what? He'll put a ring on your finger. He's looking at your life. They're looking at your life and lifestyle to decide, do I want that too? As a Christian who's marked by the Holy Spirit, who's inside of you, who's trying to clean your house and clothe you the way He wants, He's changing you so that you look awesome as you make that walk towards your Lord and Savior, your groom, in your life. Look at this little clip. You have that clip up there?
On your wedding day, when everyone is looking at her, she'll be looking at you. So rent your tuxedo at Men's Warehouse, and you'll look almost as good as she does. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Well, it started good anyway. I mean, you get the point, right? Rent your tux. I mean, $59. I mean, that was an old commercial, I think. When everyone is looking at her, she'll be looking at you. Have you kept your eye on the Lord? Are you looking forward to that wedding day? Are you walking the aisle? Are you dressed the way He wants you to dress. If she came in here with pants torn up and ripped up and Levi's and her hair all disheveled and all of that and mascara coming down here and all of that and going, I love you. I love you too. But hey, wasn't I important enough for you to change some things about you? Didn't God saying to you sometimes, aren't I important enough in your life that you're willing to change some things about you? By the way, I'll give you all the power to do it. I'll help you. I'll encourage you. I'll be there. I'll motivate you. I'm going to ask you to change. I'm going to give you all the power to change. I'm going to show you how to change. I'm not going to make this hard for you. I just need you willing. I just need you wanting. Now, the other thing that's amazing, too, is everybody's looking at her. During this time, this engagement period, what's your life like? Is it just like easy or is it busy?
It's busy.
It's very busy. You know that when you're engaged, it's some of the most busiest time of your life, isn't it? You're taking care of so many things, so many things. Are you busy down here? Are we busy about the Father's business? We should be. It's supposed to be a busy time as you're engaged, waiting for this consummation, waiting for this marriage feast to finally take place. We're busy. We're busy. You gotta get a caterer. You gotta make invitations. You gotta get out of invitations. You gotta find out who's gonna be the florist. You gotta find out what food you're gonna do. Oh, but I'm getting engaged. I'm engaged. I'm gonna be married. The same thing, folks. Your life is busy. It's gonna be busy. It's supposed to be busy. But you know what? It's gonna be some of the greatest time because you know what? When you're engaged, it's like everything is wonderful. Everything is great. It's just, you know, it's busyness. But you know what? I'm so excited about the day. About that time. Are we about his business? Are we busy? Are we walking down with the world looking at us? And are we showing off the Jesus, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of us with everyone we come in contact with? Give them a hand, will you? Take your bride back there. Thanks, man. That was just a practice for the day, right? Just a practice. But folks, it's true. You're his bride. You're the bride of Christ. He's given you the ring, the Holy Spirit, the promise of we're going to be married and we're going to live happily ever after. It's going to be awesome. But we have an engagement period where he's saying, hey, I want to clothe you with the right stuff. I want you wearing the right stuff, doing the right stuff, being the right stuff. I want to change your life. And everybody that's looking at you is looking at you. They're not looking at me. Because you're the only expression of Christ they can see in this world. You have your eyes on me, and they have their eyes on you, wanting to know, what does a Christian live like? What does he say? How does he talk? How does he dress? Who is he? And we have the opportunity to share this wedding ring, this engagement ring, excuse me, with everyone we come in contact with. Are you showing it off? Are you showing it off? It's not a cheap wedding. I had Rory put this together. He said this, do we want a quick wedding based dressed up like Elvis in a 24-hour Vegas chapel? No. Or do we want a grand wedding with all the trimmings and all of our friends and all of our family? Have you ever been to a lame wedding where you can tell that not a lot of planning went into the prep or prep went into it? Kind of makes you wonder how strong the marriage is going to be afterwards. Obvious, the lack of effort and the care into the wedding. Jesus does not want to elope. He doesn't want to just take you now and go. He wants to go through this process with you. He wants you to walk the aisle. He wants you to come forward. He wants you to be willing to be changed for him. Changed for him. And God's going to work on you, and he's going to clothe you, and he's going to change you, and you're going to look good. And God himself says, I guarantee it. I'm going to work on you with that Holy Spirit, and you're going to look good. I guarantee it if you'll follow the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit in your life. You, on that day, you'll look good. I guarantee it if you follow the Holy Spirit. This wedding theme is an amazing concept in Scripture. In Revelation 19, it says this, let us be glad and rejoice and give Him glory for the marriage of the Lamb, referring to Jesus Christ, has come, and his wife, his bride, us, what does it say? Say it with me. Has what? Has what? Are you making yourself ready? Are you making yourself ready? He gave you the Holy Spirit to help. God gave you the Holy Spirit to get you ready for the day. He gave you the Holy Spirit to get you ready for the day when you'll meet face to face. When no longer this glass dimly, but there you are face to face. United forever with Christ. Made herself ready. Are you getting ready? Are you changing the clothes? Are you wiping the mascara in the wrong spot, putting lipstick on the right spot, the eye mascara where it's supposed to go? Combing your hair, perfuming the way you're supposed to? I don't know what that is, but anyway. Sounds good. Are we perfuming ourselves the way we're supposed to? I don't know. Are you making yourself ready? Ask yourself that. Am I making myself ready? My job. And He gave me this promise that, hey, this is going to happen. I'm so excited. He gave me this promise that we're going to get married. And then He gave me this Holy Spirit also a power to say, hey, I got to change you. I want you in different clothes. It goes on to say there, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen was the righteous acts of the saints. Oh, so changed in lifestyle that all of a sudden as you walk, what you're clothed with is this righteous walk because you've been mentored by the Holy Spirit and you're excited to be ready for that day. The only way we make ourselves ready is by engaging the Holy Spirit. Being engaged and engaged Him. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, I need... Hey, should I be wearing this? Does this go good with this? No. Drinking and drugs with... No, they're not going to fit. No. It's okay to be... No, promiscuity. No, don't. No, it doesn't go together. It doesn't fit. No, not those shoes. No. That's the Holy Spirit's job. He's telling you how you're dressing. No. Don't dress yourself with that. No, it doesn't look good on you. No, it really doesn't. I know some people out there, but they really don't because they're hurting. And the only reason they're doing that is because they're hurting. You don't follow that. I'm changing. I'm going to give you a power. You're married. You're going to be married to me. I'm getting you ready. When you engage the Holy Spirit, put Him into gear, make it move. When you engage something, we start it, allow it to move. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to move in your life? Is He moving? You can tell if He's moving because He'll be talking. He's throwing stuff out, putting stuff in. You can always tell when someone's moving, can't you? You look at their house, wow, there's stuff going in and out. You can look, you can see it. Is the Holy Spirit moving in you? Is He throwing stuff out? Putting stuff in? Is the Holy Spirit moving? Are you getting ready? Are you getting ready for the day? Getting ready to be married? Remember the five wise and the five foolish virgins? Wedding day is happening. Let me read it just quickly. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins. Virgins, pure. I look at it, Christians. 10 Christians. 10 people that are solid. Who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom, getting ready for this time when they're walking the aisle. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. What made the difference here? We're going to find out. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. No oil in their lamp. But the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. But while the bridegroom was away and delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold! The bridegroom is coming!" Folks, you're going to hear that call. It's going to happen someday. Behold, the bridegroom comes. This is the day. It's the day. Go out to meet Him. Walk the aisle. Join arm in arm. Enjoy the feast. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should be not enough for you and for us, but go rather to those that sell it and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, you see, they weren't ready, right? They weren't ready. The Holy Spirit gets us ready. Are we ready? The bridegroom came. They weren't ready. They had to go do a little more. They had to get a little more. They went to buy the oil, the anointing. The oil is a representation all through Scripture of the Holy Spirit. The oil is the Spirit of God. They didn't have it. They were missing something. That mark, that sign. They went out to buy. And those who were ready, those who were what? Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, "Hey, we got all the stuff. We're all ready now. Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Ouch. I don't really like this verse. I don't like this scripture. But it's the Bible. "Surely I say, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." The day. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, I was out of town. That I had other things. I was trying to finish up some. Bum, 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 bum. When all of a sudden, people are walking down the aisle, except you're not, because I missed it. My observation, God gave us the Holy Spirit so we wouldn't miss out. He gave us the Holy Spirit so we wouldn't miss out, so we would have the oil, we'd have the promise, we'd allow him to meddle in our lives, we'd allow him to change our clothing, we'd allow him to put on the right perfume and the right lipstick and the right eye makeup, and he would allow him to so change and alter our life. We move all the junk out and move all the good stuff back in. We're getting ready closer and closer and closer to that day so we can walk down the aisle with our eyes on him for this marriage feast of the Lamb. For the marriage feast of the Lamb. God has great stuff for us. Are we ready for it? The end is just about to begin sometime. The end is just about to begin. I don't know exactly when that will be, but someday the end will begin. Nobody knows how long you'll live. Nobody knows when our end will be. For some, it will be when Jesus comes back, if he comes back in our lifetime. For others, it'll be right before the moment we pass from this life to the next as we walk down that aisle. Nobody knows. But God asks us, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I have so much more for you. It's going to be awesome. You know what I think is so cool about God? You remember Jesus' very first miracle, where he was? He's at a wedding. He's at a wedding. And you know what he does? He turns water into, oh, but not just wine. The best wine. Oh, you've been drinking all that stuff? Guess what I got for you? Guess what I got for you? Oh, it's going to be worth the walk. It's going to be worth the change. It's going to be worth moving all the crud out and putting all the great stuff in. It's going to be worth changing your lifestyle and personality. It's going to be great. It's going to be great putting on that. Oh, let me tell you, what you won't believe. I've saved the best for the last. I've saved the best for the last. Are you ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we that bride? And engage the Holy Spirit. How do we do that? How do we get ready? How do we engage the Holy Spirit? I'm going to give you 5 thoughts. We're going to do communion in just a moment here. We're going to serve communion. As we get ready for communion, I want you to just to think about these 5 thoughts and think about, am I ready? Have I engaged the Holy Spirit in my life? Is He moving stuff in and moving stuff out? Because that's the sign that the Holy Spirit is moving in your life. How do we engage the Holy Spirit? Number one, ask Him to help you get ready. Oh God, help me get ready. Help me not to put it off for another day. Help me not to just blow it off. I'll never come. And then it comes upon me unexpectedly. Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, help me to get ready. Ask Him to search you. Holy Spirit, look. You see anything? You're in communion. Ask Him to look. Anything that would disqualify me? Anything that wouldn't make me ready? Anything that I would regret on that day? Ask Him to put you into His service. I want to be about your business, Lord. I want to be about doing things for you. I want to be in your service. I want to be serving the King. I want to serve you, oh God, with all my heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. I want to be yours, Lord. Use me. Let me serve like you did, Jesus. Ask Him to come in and have free reign. Holy Spirit, come in. And you can do whatever you want, no questions. You want that out? Just take it. Take it out. Take it out. Go, put it in. Put it in. I don't really like it there, but you know, I'll get used to it. And I'm sure that when I finally realize and come to my senses, I will like the way you decorated this house. You said you guaranteed it. Number 5. Ask Him to grow you. Lord, I want to be more for you. I want to be more used by you. Engage the Holy Spirit. He's giving you an engagement ring. I'm here. I'm for you. I love you. I care about you. I want to change you. I got so much. I guarantee you're going to love it. You'll love the way you look. Let me have my way. Let me move stuff out. Let me just trust me. Father, as we partake of communion this morning, we ask that that we might engage you, that you would do these 5 things we've asked. Lord, as we sit here and think, prepare our hearts, as we get ready now for communion, Lord, show us how to get ready for not just this interchange of feasting, but the wedding feast of the Lamb when we'll be married forever. Father, we thank you for sending your Son who died on the cross for us, whose bread that's here, whose body was broken, that's represented by that bread. We remember you were beat up for this. You did all this and you got beat up. We remember with this grape juice, your blood that was poured out, that you poured it out at the cross. It was all poured out. You left nothing behind. You gave it all for us. So God, we want to give it all for you. And as we partake of that bread and drink that juice, we remember you, Lord. We remember you. We remember that you're coming again. We remember you're going to be standing here. We're walking the aisle. We're going to meet you. We want to be ready. So Lord, as we partake, work on us. Make us ready. In Jesus' name. Amen. When you feel you want to, come on up, grab some of the wafers of the bread, unleavened bread, and grab some of the juice. And go back. You can partake on your own, but I would encourage you to go back and do some things with God and talk to Him about how you want to be ready. that you're willing to allow him to move some things in and some things out, because you know how much he loves you. Let's partake in Jesus' name.